This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden says the Trump administration's COVID-19 vaccine rollout is lagging, and the nation needs to get ready for more hard times. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
We need to steel our spines for what's ahead.
Biden says the coming weeks and months will be tough.
Maybe the toughest during this entire pandemic.
With experts warning holiday travel and gatherings could lead to another spike in virus cases. Biden says there is hope with vaccine development, but he says Trump administration efforts to get Americans vaccinated have fallen far behind. The CDC says just about 2 million people have received a shot. Biden says at that rate,
it's going to take years, not months, to vaccinate the American people.
President Trump brushed off the critique, tweeting, "It's up to states to distribute the vaccines once they arrive at designated areas." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain has authorized use of a second COVID-19 vaccine, becoming the first country to greenlight an easy-to-handle shot that its developers hope will become, quote, the vaccine for the world, end quote. The Department of Health said it had accepted a recommendation from the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency to authorize the vaccine developed by Oxford University and UK-based drug maker AstraZeneca. Partial results from studies in almost 24,000 people in Britain, Brazil, and South Africa suggest the shots are safe and about 70% effective for preventing illness from coronavirus infection. EU leaders signed their post-Brexit trade deal with Britain and dispatched it to London on a jet Wednesday. This set their seal on a drawn-out divorce hours before the UK brings its half-century European experiment to an end. This is VOA News. European Union and Chinese leaders will meet Wednesday by video conference to approve a major investment pact that Brussels hopes will open up lucrative opportunities despite concerns about Beijing's rights record. EU chiefs Ursula von der Leyen and Charles Michel are set to take part to strike a preliminary political deal on the accord after 7 years of painstaking negotiations. The pact provides a boost to economic ties between two of the world's biggest economies, but risks upsetting President-elect Joe Biden as he gears up to enter the White House. It is still expected to take months to be finalized and fully ratified as a legal text. A Chinese court Wednesday jailed 10 Hong Kong democracy activists for up to 3 years over a bid to flee the city by speedboat to Taiwan. This as a crackdown on dissent in the territory intensifies. The group was arrested by the Chinese Coast Guard August 23rd en route to the self-ruled island, which has quietly opened its doors to Hong Kongers seeking sanctuary. The sentencing follows the imposition of a sweeping new security law in Hong Kong this year that has given the government broad powers to prosecute political dissidents. Russian state investigators said Tuesday they opened a new criminal case against Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The announcement comes a day after Russia's prison service gave Navalny a last-minute ultimatum to report to Moscow by Tuesday or face jail time. He was unable to return in time. Navalny, one of President Vladimir Putin's leading critics, has been convalescing in Germany after what Berlin and other Western nations say was an attempt in August to murder him with a nerve agent. The U.S. Attorney General said Tuesday the United States, quote, stands ready, end quote, to try a militant convicted of murdering American journalist Daniel Pearl, whose release was ordered by a Pakistan court. The decision by Sindh High Court to release the accused comes months after it sparked outrage for overturning the murder conviction and death sentence of Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh and acquitted three other men connected to the case. Pearl was South Asia bureau chief for the Wall Street Journal when he was abducted in Karachi in January 2002 while researching a story about Islamist militants. Jonathan Pollard, who spent 30 years in U.S. prisons for spying for Israel, arrived in Israel early Wednesday with his wife. Pollard was greeted at Israel's international airport by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.